Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, NFL earth-shattering news from Shefty that Aaron Rodgers is not happy in Green Bay. We've known that he's not been happy for a while, but the way he phrases it is Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told the NFL on Thursday. Ian Rappaport then, and the competitors here, was saying, look, they've been talking contract for the last month. Rodgers isn't happy with the offer as of now.
Pelissero also mentioned that there's no chance that he gets traded, I believe was Pelissero's statement as well.
Now the other NFL big feet come
out. I was just going to say, here's another NFL Sasquatch, and I mean that with love in my voice and in a respectful way. Jay Glazer has tweeted, Aaron told Packers he doesn't want to return, as Shefty said, and I think it's more than a contract deal. I think he's pretty strongly convicted that he doesn't want to go back to the Packers. Shefty then responded, this, as Jay Glazer knows, is about way more than a new contract. Pro Football Talk, which is Florio's site, right, says sources with knowledge of dynamics says Aaron Rodgers could indeed be traded this weekend. The question is where.
Wow. And then Robert May says he's fully expecting Jordan Love to become the best quarterback on the planet within the year because that's just the way things work.
Well, on that note, and listen, I said earlier I didn't believe the trade would be made because, look, Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP and he gives the Packers the best chance to win a title. With that in mind, why the F did you draft Jordan Love if, in fact, you weren't willing to pivot and move on? This just may be a year earlier than you were willing to do so, but sometimes life comes at you fast.
And maybe now you get more than you even thought you were going to get.
Correct.
The way people are paying for quarterbacks. 312-332-3776. Jason Wilde does great work. He has covered the Packers for many, many years. He hosts a show up at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison. He is a teammate of ours. He also used to host the Aaron Rodgers show, so he knows Rodgers pretty well. If out of anybody in Green Bay that knows Aaron Rodgers, I trust Jason Wilde, and you hear him on our show quite a bit, and he joins us right now on the Corona Hotline. Wilde, is Aaron Rodgers going to play another game for the Packers, yes or no?
Oh, Sylvie, I don't know. I'll say this. I feel like John Michael Wozniak today. Do you know who that is?
John Michael Wozniak.
You will when I tell you who he is. He is the, I think he passed away not too long ago, but he is the security guard in The Last Dance.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Who shrugs his shoulders.
Like right, Jordan. Right. The hair, yeah.
You know, I have been trying for months to say, look, he's unhappy. I don't know how far he's willing to go. I don't know if he's willing to do the nuclear option of saying, I never want to play for you guys again. I want to be traded. I don't know if he's willing to do that, but he's unhappy. And all I heard was, this is a media creation. You guys want people to listen to the show. Why don't you talk about something else on Wilde and Tausch? Why don't you write something else? This is just clickbait. I tried to tell you, not you two, but everybody. And he drops all these breadcrumbs. Tausch likes to call me Hansel and Gretel because I'm the one who's always following his breadcrumbs. But that's how he's been. Well, today, he just dropped a giant boulder on Hansel and Gretel's house. And Schefter reported it, and he has gone to the nuclear option. I don't want to play here anymore. I didn't know if he, quite frankly, had the onions to do that, because there's going to be fans that are going to be on his side, certainly, and anti-Brian Gutekunst, the Packers general manager. But there are going to be others that are going to say that he's the one in the wrong, and is he willing to be, to whatever degree and to whatever percentage of the fan base that's going to be, the villain? Well, we're about to find out.
Jason,
it's out there, Jerry.
Jason, let me ask you the question. Does Brian, whose name I won't try to pronounce because I may get fired if
Good
I miss
it. Yeah. Okay. Dangerous. Dangerous.
Does he have the wherewithal and the conviction, for lack of better terms, to actually make this deal? Knowing that, like, if you trade him to the 49ers, and the report was that the Niners called, like, the number three overall pick is there, plus probably a little bit more. And, oh, by the way, why the hell did you draft Jordan Love if, in fact, you weren't willing to turn things over to him at some point anyway?
Yeah, look, I don't all I can tell you about what I saw from Jordan Love, remember, there was no regular on-the-field off-season program, a truncated training camp, no preseason games, and then he was the number three quarterback all season. So Tim Boyle, their primary backup, was getting most of the scout team reps, which, as you know, Waddle, that's still valuable. Even though you're running the other team's stuff,
right,
that's still, those are valuable reps. So he wasn't getting many of those either. He was terrible in camp, guys. I mean, he threw one pass during a practice at Lambeau where I was like, wow, that's a really good throw. Now, I was on the sideline for every one of Rodgers' practices in his first camp. And I'll be honest, there were days where he was terrible. But he would have one or two throws every day where you went, whoa, that's why they drafted him.
We call that the Trubisky.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah,
And I saw one of those throws all camp from Love. Now, does that mean he can't improve? No, of course it doesn't. He could. But if they were to trade Rodgers, I think they would have to get a quarterback in return who can play right away. Because Jordan Love, I think, would be abysmal if he had to play and be their opening day starter. I think he'd be terrible. And let's be honest. I know, I love Robert Mays. He's a good buddy of mine, too. I know he's a huge Bears fan. He loves his Bears. But, and I get Bears fans. We've joked about it on the show. I try not to rub it in because that's not my job. But I know how hard it's been to watch Favre and then Rodgers with the quarterbacking the Bears have had. But let's be honest. The law of averages tell you that Jordan Love is not going to be their third straight, not even Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback, just good. The odds are decidedly against that happening and them having 45 years of quarterbacking greatness. I just don't think that he's that guy. I think they – and the other thing that's important to remember, I know I'm rambling, but my brain is a little bit overworked at the moment. This is a general manager that was this close to drafting Drew Lock at number 12 in 2019. And I would bet dollars to donuts that had Drew Lock gotten to them at 44 in the second round in 2019, instead of John Elway trading up and getting ahead of them two spots to take him at 42, that Goody would have taken Drew Lock then. So I would argue that he's been looking to replace Rodgers for at least two drafts. And I don't think he expected Aaron Rodgers to play at the level that he did last year. And now he is in a position where he better hope that what we saw last year in camp from Jordan Love was just inexperience and a COVID-19 influenced offseason that really made it difficult for him to look good. And that he is way better than what we saw last summer. Because if he's not, he has potentially single-handedly brought down three decades of quarterbacking success. And while there's only two Super Bowl titles in that window, a lot of winning by what he did a year ago by trading up and drafting Jordan Love.
Yeah, and what I got to say to you, Wildy, is boo effing.
Yeah, home. Yeah, tough
you
luck.
You know, live in our town with the quarterback crap we've had, all
no,
right?
No, I'm agreeing with you because that Packers fans love, right? There's two jokes the Packers fans love more than anything. They love to make the joke about take a picture of an empty trophy case and say, hey, it's the Minnesota Vikings Super Bowl trophy case. And then they like to make fun of the Bears quarterbacking problems, right? That's what they have over those two fan bases. And then everybody makes fun of Detroit.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. We all...
Look, I am old enough. I was a kid in the 70s and 80s. The Packers were so bad that my favorite team was the San Diego Chargers. They were mediocre at best. You hoped for 8-8. You hoped they made the playoffs. But there is an entire generation of Packers fans that revels in being able to make fun of your team and being able to make fun of the Vikings because they've had life by the tail. Well, they are on the cusp. And again, who knows where this goes from here? I did not expect this to drop today, no matter what I thought about it being likely. They are on the verge of finding out how the other half lives.
All right, Wildy.
And they're going to find out it sucks.
Wildy, we got to let you go, but I'm going to be like a good reporter like you would do. I am not going to accept I don't know for an answer. Your girl's college fund is on the line. You have to make a play. Has Aaron Rodgers played his last game for the Packers? Yay or nay?
Well, as someone who benefits significantly from him continuing here, if this may be wishful thinking, but I'm going to say no, that eventually okay. They somehow figure out a way to make it work.
All right. Good stuff, Wildy. Thanks for picking up the phone for us, as always.
Anytime, fellas. Take care. Be good.
There you go. ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, Jason Wildy all over the
Packers.
Maybe
the new wife doesn't want to. Maybe she wants to stay in L.A. and not go to Green Bay. Maybe it's a life decision for the new couple.
He loves California. You know this. He's a Cal guy.
Yes.
Nick on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long-time caller, first-time listener. Shout-out Twitch chat.
Power ranking's coming out soon.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to give a hot take on what I think is going on with Rodgers. I don't think it has to do with NFL right now. You just talked about California, and Rodgers, being from California, he just did a screen test for a certain TV game show that he has said that he would have interest in going for. So I think this might be a power move, playing both sides between Sony and the Packers, because he could easily retire and take that job,
Nick,
which would be 30 years going.
Nick, are you actually Ian Rappaport? Because Rappaport just tweeted this out. One more note on Packers QB Aaron Rodgers. He really impressed the brass during his stint on Jeopardy. The belief is when they finish auditions, he'll be among those with the chance to do the job full time.
Abdallah, I just talked to you about this 15 minutes ago beforehand. So either Rappaport got the information from me or he's clairvoyant. I don't know.
All right, Nick. Good stuff. I remember watching that video. So he is engaged to, her name is Shannon Woodley, right? She was the one. What is it?
Cheyenne Woodley.
That's how you pronounce it, is Cheyenne. It is not Shannon Woodley.
I don't think there's enough N's for it to be Shannon.
All right, so
I thought it was Shailene. I mean, hell, okay. I was way off.
To be honest, I think Waddle's right.
Is it Shailene Woodley?
I think it's Shailene Woodley. Yeah, Waddle's right.
So Shailene Woodley.
Boom.
He is engaged to her. They did this little Instagram video a few weeks ago while he was guest hosting Jeopardy. He said on the video that he wants to be the Jeopardy host full time, but he doesn't want to retire from football. He said, why can't he do both? Like, I don't believe he wants to retire. He even said on that video, I want to continue to play football.
In Shanny's offense.
Maybe. And like I said, I brought up at the beginning of the show, maybe all this bluster about, hey, the 49ers traded up to number 3 for Mac Jones. Oh, my gosh, really? They're going up for Mac Jones? And now in the last 2 weeks, oh, but wait, they've evaluated everyone. Now they really like Trey Lance.
That would be the ultimate
maybe
move.
John Lynch and Shanny knew this through their circles that Rodgers was going to demand a trade, and they wanted to go get him.
And the only way they could get it done was by getting the 3rd pick overall. You are quite the detective,
You
sir.
Never know. Your thoughts on this.
Tight joggers and that tight T-shirt. You're out there.
2,500 people have voted in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Do they want Aaron Rodgers on the Bears? I will tell you the results coming up next.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Really boiling over in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers not happy, wanting out, according to Adam Schefter. Jake Glazer also in on that. We've had this poll question on the board for 20 minutes, just 20 minutes. We have over 3,000 people already voting on it. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. You can vote on my Twitter page, at Waddle and Sylvie, as we conduct this social experiment.
What a dumb effing question, Sylvie.
Yeah. Well, we want to see, because people have said they don't want LeBron James on the Bulls. Do you want Aaron Rodgers on the Bears? Simple question. I hit it right on the nose. It's 81.8% saying yes, they want Aaron Rodgers. So it is. I knew it wouldn't go to 90%.
Like, if you vote no, you don't want him, what's your explanation?
I think a lot of Packer fans are muddying the water as well. I think a lot of I said that before we even put it up, that a lot of the bandwagon, you know, people live in Chicago who didn't like the Bears and they jumped on the Packer bandwagon because they were good.
Mm-hmm.
I think they don't want him on the Bears. So 81.8% say yes, 18.2% say no. I can't wait to take this call. Jack in his car, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Jack.
Hello there.
What is that?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's your...
I was just going to say, what's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, I've been watching Jeopardy 40 years. I mean, I'm 86. And I watched all of Rogers' week. And let me tell you something. He has no chance of getting on that getting that job. And I'll bet a kidney.
You're going to bet a kidney, Jack?
I'll bet a kidney.
How good is the kidney at 86, though?
Wow. Well, I was just asking. About? What are you talking about?
I'm asking.
You know, it keeps me alive.
Yeah, thank you. Good answer, Jack.
Jack, well, why is he not good in your book? How do you rank guest hosts on Jeopardy?
Okay, well, body language. Which I consider myself pretty damn good after retiring from the police department in Miami. And Rogers looks like a cardboard standing there.
He looks like a what?
Like a cardboard picture.
Maybe you should get Jack's ears because you can't hear.
Huh?
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to tell you who's going to get that job. It's going to be Anderson Cooper.
You think so?
That's my opinion.
Doesn't Anderson Cooper have enough jobs already, Jack? I mean, how many jobs does one man need?
Well, listen. If he can get out, get that gig, what about money?
Jack, how about if not Anderson Cooper, then who? Who's number two in your power rankings for Jeopardy host?
Well, I haven't seen the other contestants yet, but I will see them Monday. There'll be a new guy.
How good are you on Jeopardy? Like, are you usually the guy who knows all the answers?
No, I usually get one out of the whole bit.
All right.
No, I'm not talking about the intelligence of anybody. But, my goodness gracious, I was embarrassed for Rogers.
Wow.
And that's the way I feel.
That's outstanding. We need you to call back, Jack. Are you a Bears fan?
Absolutely.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback?
Say again?
Would you like Aaron Rodgers to be the Bears' quarterback?
Well, you want another kidney?
Mic drop right
there. Yeah, Jack, you're the best.
Yeah, Jack, that's awesome. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, take care, guys.
Bye. Yeah,
that's
I love
fantastic.
Jack.
That made my day.
Me too.
Yeah.
He was a great caller. Kevin and Mokina, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Kev.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I was just thinking about some draft scenario or some trade day scenarios, whatever, going on today. Thought in my head of maybe possible, I was going to ask you guys, what do you guys think about maybe a Deshaun Watson straight up for Aaron Rodgers and how you guys maybe think of that. But it also just came to my mind. I remember reading that the other day the Patriots put us Stephon Gilmore up on the trade block, and I was just thinking that they got a bunch of pieces that they could trade to make a really good offer for the Packers. And with Aaron, I think the Patriots, could just do their Patriot thing with Aaron to run it back.
It's a good thought, Kevin. I have a question for everybody. Does Aaron Rodgers, I would think, because of his accomplishments and his stature in the league,
wouldn't want to play for Belichick?
Well, no. Does he have a no trade clause in his contract? Would he have to basically accept a trade, he would have to say, yes, I'll go there.
I don't, we got to look. He could direct this thing. I don't know.
Because that would limit the number of possible trade partners. If right. He's like, hey, listen, I have all the respect in the world for the New England Patriots. I want to go to California. I want to go to San Francisco.
Right. You could steer it if they're willing to trade them. Really quick to Scott, then we got to get to your big board, Waddle. Scott, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Sure.
So, couple of things. One, I'd be happy to jump in on that bet with Jack if he's betting kidneys if he kicks in a liver.
Do you need one, Scott?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Milwaukee, so mine's a little damaged.
Mine too. Maybe we could share his.
Seems fair. Seems like a reasonable deal.
Yeah.
I actually called on the Aaron Rodgers topic, and I went to DraftKings, and the odds on the NFC Central Division are down completely. You can't bet it.
They took it off the board.
It's off the board.
Interesting.
Scott, thanks.
Abdallah's got some interesting information.
What do you got, Abdallah?
So first thing, Aaron Rodgers does not have a no-trade clause.
Okay.
And Trey Wingo is reporting that he's saying sources reportedly that the Packers reportedly told Aaron Rodgers that they were going to trade him in the offseason and then backed off of it. And that's why this
really?
Is,
yeah. Wow. They told Rodgers originally that they were going to trade him this offseason?
That's what Trey is saying.
The rest of the tweet says, it's been a bleep show between them ever since.
Wow.
Trey's got great resources.
Boy, this is going to be juicy. Great this draft contacts. Is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch.
Listen, I'm with you. I think you've nailed it from my perspective, is that the 49ers say, look, if we get the three, we could have anything we want.
Anything. You could get Rodgers, you could get Mac Jones, you could get Trey.
Yes, so they did this. I'm with you, man. I'm buying. I didn't think it was a conspiracy theory when you laid it out, but I'm buying some of that now.
Number one on your draft board is?
Kyle Pitts, tight end from Florida. He was the best college football player I saw this year, and it wasn't even close. He's basically a 6'6", 240-pound wide receiver that can play tight end. I mean, you could split him out and play him at wide receiver, and I think he could excel. Catches the ball with his hands, exceptional speed, great football IQ. He was my favorite player this year. I thought he was the most impressive player I saw this year. I think he's the best player in college football in 2020.
Yeah, Mel Kiper has him ranked the highest-rated tight end he's ever rated.
And I think they have him. A lot of people have him rated as the second-best player behind Trevor Lawrence. I personally think, whether the people admit it or not, that they subconsciously put so much value on the quarterback position that they list him ahead of Pitts just because of that.
All right. Check out Waddle's big board on the Waddle and Sylvie Instagram page. It's all there. A lot of fun show stuff as well. We've got Sox baseball coming up. We've got a double dip today against Detroit. So make sure you're listening with Connor McKnight here, then Len and DJ all afternoon and evening. We'll be back tomorrow to recap all of this great stuff. I'm going they stay at 20 and they take Tevin Jenkins.
I'm with you. Same thing. I don't think they move, and I think they will draft the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma State, I believe.
Thanks to Black and Abdallah. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. Sox baseball is next. It's ESPN 1000.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bump, 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 bump.
And thank you to all, and to all a good night.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.